So on the line, my favorite Australian, and not just my favorite Australian, but one of two favorite Australian film reviewers, Eddie from jordaneddie.wordpress.com. Eddie, I have to, of course, add Jordan into that because I don't want to show favoritism between the two of you. You know, like, that doesn't feel fair to me. So I'll say...
No, that's very good, Terrence.
I'll say, like, definitely top two. So every week we talk about movies. Sometimes it's kind of general themes, and other days, like this week, is about a specific movie. Now, my producer Taryn has been begging me to talk about this film for like the last 3 weeks because he's a huge Vince Vaughn fan. I'm less of a Vince Vaughn fan because I think I had enough of him in like the early 2000s. But Eddie, this new movie, Brawl in Cell Block 99. Doesn't look like a Vince Vaughn film that we know and love.
No, I must put a kind of, I guess it's not a spoiler, it's more of a warning. If people out there love Vince Vaughn, the comedian, don't watch Brawl in Cell Block 99 because he's not very funny in this film. It's very much a serious film, and you probably won't look at Vince Vaughn the same again after watching it. It's completely against type for him. Obviously, he was in True Detective Season 2 a few years ago, and he has done a couple of more serious roles from when you said, Terrence, the early 2000s, when it felt like he was almost in every comedy film coming out. And he got, well, I guess probably stuck in the typecast role in those comedies that he was doing for a few years there, and it certainly was getting tiresome. So nice to see him breaking away from that. But yeah, Brawl in Cell Block 99 is the new film from S. Craig Zahler, who a few years ago directed Bone Tomahawk, which was a very different type of horror western and probably little seen but quite well regarded, and certainly for its violence. It was very, very violent and unforgettable in that sense, and Zahler has brought that again for Brawl in Cell Block 99.
Have we been seeing a slow transition from Vince Vaughn from the, you know, Wedding Crashers, dodgeball guy to this very gritty, in the trailer, he doesn't speak that much. He seems quite full of violence and rage. Has there been a slow transition, or has he kind of gone away and come back with this new character?
Yeah, it feels like it has been a bit of a slow transition for Vaughn, and I would imagine that he would have been very tired himself of playing those roles that he could have rocked up to and acted out in his sleep, I think. So, and I think the interesting thing about Vaughn is physically he's such an imposing figure. I think he's around 6'5", 6'6". He's a very big man, and in this film he shaves his head, so he's got this kind of big imposing figure. He looks like he could knock you out in one punch type of thing. And anyone that's seen the trailer, there's a famous scene from that where he's quite literally beating up a car with his bare fists, and you'd totally believe that he could just rip a car apart without any tools, just his bare hands. And again, like you said, man a few words. And I don't think this role tests him very much in a sense that he really doesn't have to say a lot, but just to be able to play that brooding, inwardly tormented character is very interesting. And his character of Bradley in this film is quite late. He's not your typical bad guy. A lot of the film is a really slow build where he's quite literally not doing a whole lot at all, trying almost to get away from being a bad person but still being drawn into things. And I guess simply the story is about this Bradley character who's trying to do the right thing, but he ends up being caught out in a drug deal gone wrong, and he gets sent to prison and then has to fight his way through prison to save his girlfriend or wife there. So it's a bit of a typical story, but it's a very slow build, and Bradley is certainly not your typical just out-and-out bad guy.
And we are seeing kind of more of these anti-heroes, kind of people with a difficult past who we can kind of relate to, who aren't the Superman-type hero, but have a bit of a hard edge to them, I suppose.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I think what makes this film stand out from the rest of the crowd is the fact that creating this realistic world and slowly building the audience into it, when the violence and things hit, it feels very real and very palpable, even though it's a little bit over the top, which Zahler did with Bone Tomahawk. It does make things feel more real, and even with Bradley, he's such an imposing figure, but you still feel like he's very vulnerable. But once he starts taking people to task, you do totally believe that he can do that, and he goes into this next level when he realizes that he very much has to do these violent acts to save his wife. And he is certainly an anti-hero. You don't hate him. You don't love him. And when he starts doing his deeds, you do feel quite shocked and appalled by him. But he's a man who's been brought into it through necessity. And it's quite an interesting thing. And on the back of his head, he's got this giant cross tattooed on the back of his head. So he's a religious man. So, very much a flawed individual that has his good and very bad points.
So, I mean, obviously I haven't watched the movie yet. I've just seen the trailer. But it does feel like it's a bit of an unrelenting film. Are there any kind of light moments in it?
No, this is bleak stuff, Terrence. I mean, about as bleak as it gets. And it, probably about 60 to 70 minutes of the film is pretty much pure build-up. And then once the carnage comes, it's maybe 30 minutes of it, which is pretty much non-stop. So it's I know a lot of people actually that got quite bored with the film, which I think is just the nature of I guess, people watching films these days. Things need to hook them in early, and a few people gave up on it quite early on in the piece, which I can see why. It is certainly very slow and builds up almost to the point where you wonder if anything is going to happen. And I was even questioning why it was called Brawl in Cell Block 99. I was kind of thinking, there's no fighting in this. This is a bit of a misleading title, but it's got a sense of dread, though, and a sense of something could happen at any time, which is interesting. So that whole way through, even though it's quite slow, you're thinking, oh, this could really ramp up at any time. And once it does, it probably makes more of an impact because you've been waiting for it to come for so long.
So it's the kind of thing where, do you feel like it is worth waiting through that 60, 70 minutes for the real insanity to begin?
Absolutely, although, again, I've spoken to a few people about the film, and there were quite a couple of people that were really shocked and probably offended by just how violent the film was, and I can't argue with that. It does feel, a lot more than a usual type film, so it deserves its rating. I'm not too sure how you guys over there rate films, but over here in Australia, it was a very hard R, which is an R18+, so anyone under the age of 18 can't buy or see the film legally. And it deserves that rating 100%. So, yeah, not for everyone, because the violence is quite gut-churning and maybe even a little bit makes your eyes feel quite sick. So, it's very full-on. And it's hard for a film to do that these days because we're so accustomed to, obviously, violence on the screen and violence in video games and things like that. But, no, Brawl in Cell Block 99 is deserving of its hard rating.
So definitely not a date movie, but a kind of movie you'd want to go with your mates with somewhere.
Yeah, it depends who you're dating at the time, but certainly someone likes their romantic comedies, and again, maybe their wedding crashes. Brawl in Cell Block 99 might be a bit of a shock to the system. But it's a good second film by Zala. Bone Tomahawk was a very good film, and this is another very, very decent step for the director, and I wouldn't be surprised if very soon he might get his hands on a bit of a bigger budget type film. And the films he's dabbled in so far have been almost a bit blocky, kind of that almost old-school 60s and 70s style of filmmaking, but he certainly seems to be a talented director, and I can see him doing something quite special soon, and he's attracting some very decent people to his cast, so he's clearly got a bit of a good name there in Hollywood. But, yeah, for a second film, it's quite assured, and again, why not for everyone? I think those that really enjoy this film will love it. It'll be one of those love or hate type experiences. Mm.
Well, Eddie from jordaneddie.wordpress.com, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Any big movies that you're going to go watch this weekend?
I'm very excited, Terrence. Tonight here in Australia on Netflix, there's a release of a film called Mute, which is Duncan Jones' new film. So Jones directed Moon a few years ago, and we won't talk about it too much, but he did direct Warcraft a few years ago as well. But David Bowie's son, and it looks like a really original sci-fi. So if anyone out there's connected up to Netflix, which is pretty much everyone these days, Mute looks like a really a good watch, and quite surprising actually that it didn't come to cinemas, but maybe Netflix was the way to get that out to a wider audience. So very much looking forward to that. And in a few weeks' time also, we've got Annihilation on Netflix, which is going to be great as well. So Alex Garland's new film, the director of Ex Machina. So that's coming our way very soon also.
Oh, thank you so much. Eddie from jordaneddie.wordpress.com. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks, Terrence. Appreciate it, mate. Have a good weekend. Cape Talk. Cape Talk. Call us on
021 446 0567.